Cameron Daddo's in a new movie called How to Please a Woman.
It got me for 2 hours.
2 hours?
Then I'll do anything you want me to do.
Do you think you could clean my house?
Yeah. Simple as that. You know, Cameron Daddo is a TV host, a radio announcer, a musician, and of course, an actor, and he's on the phone right now. Cameron Daddo, welcome to the show.
Hey, Cliffo. Half the show, I'm told.
Half the show, mate, but you got the, I was going to say you got the better half, but I can't lie to you like that.
That's a good call, mate.
Cameron, how do you please a woman?
Take her to see the movie, How to Please a Woman. Bucket of fish.
Good answer, my friends. Can you expand further on that? I've got a pen here. I'm ready to take notes.
I can. Look, I think the most important thing, how to please a woman, is listen to her.
A good man.
Just ask her 3 questions and then ask her a couple more based on her answers to those questions. Go a little deeper and listen.
All right. I didn't know how you're going to answer that. You've actually given me a really good answer. That's, we could all take a lesson from that. When you think very generally about Australian cinema, a lot of people would say something like The Dish or The Dry or something like that.
Yeah.
This isn't a movie like that. This, to me, this is the kind of movie that you want to probably take your girlfriends to or your partner or something. You probably don't want to go to this with your mum.
Yeah, maybe not. Look, the best thing about it is you get to hear your mum laugh, because I'm guaranteed mum will laugh.
Whether it's at the movie or the awkwardness between you two. You've won 2 Logie Awards. I don't know why this always interests me. It's probably interesting me at the moment because I'm glad the Logies are back. I think we need to celebrate Australian television and Australian entertainment. And it's sad it's been off for 2 years. But where do you keep your Logie Awards? This is always of interest to me where people keep big awards like that.
Look, I used to keep them in a box. And
really?
They were in a box for the they were in a box for the longest time. However, now they are sitting in my office on a shelf with some other ones, because I think it's really important to celebrate yourself and a victory, you know, and go, okay, that's what I did, and be grateful for it. And it's a nice reminder, because I would love to get another one.
Oh, you've got to get that stuff out there, man. If that was, I'd be tempted to rip the badge off the front of my car and stick it on the bonnet. And drive around with it.
You know what? The Australian way is, be cool about it. But in America, it was like, you've got a Logie or you've got an award, man. Stick it on your shelf.
Yeah. Carry that thing around everywhere with you.
Indeed.
So we talked about the mini caps you wear as an entertainer or a storyteller. The other one is, on Friday, you have a single coming out with a regional Queenslander, with a girl from Emerald. This is exciting. And I love the regional Queensland connection. Tell us about the song.
The song's called Rolling Stone, and the artist that I'm doing a duet with is a girl called Teak Powell. She lives in Emerald. She was on The Voice, and she's a real cowgirl.
Get around that. Go and see How to Please a Woman. I mean, what's next? He's probably going to write a bloody book or something.
My wife's done that.
I saw that as well. Stop being so talented, you daddos. You're making the rest of us look bad.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she's done it. She worked on that for 3 years.
Good on her.
And it's going really well for her too, so I'm really proud of her.
Get around it. Thank you so much, Cameron Daddo. Great to have you one-on-one. And, mate, you truly did have the best half of the show. I hope Gabby's hearing this right now.
Gabby, lucky get you. Better. COVID sucks. And anyone, just stay away from it. You don't want to get it.